My name is Scott McKay from X&Y Communications, and you're listening to this audio called Shy Women and Quirky Chicks. Get the amazing girl who's hiding in plain sight. Before we dive into the topic, guys, I want to remind you that the Big Four standard is always up front and center in everything we do here at X&Y Communications. Better men get better women, and when you're a better man, you deserve what you want. So what are the Big Four? Well, quickly, they are confidence based on competence, right? Masculinity in the way that turns women on, the masculinity that really ignites femininity. The third one is actually liking women, which is a concession to the fact that not a whole lot of guys anymore actually really respect, appreciate, or even like women. Gentlemen, if you like women, they'll like you back. And I'll tell you, these days, you'll be ahead of 85% of the other guys out there if you're that guy. The fourth pillar of the Big Four is what I call strong character. Now, there's such thing as bad character. There's such thing as no character at all. But if you're a man of good, upstanding character, strong character, you'll do the right thing when nobody else is looking. Your yes will be yes, and you'll generally want to make the world a better place. So keep the Big Four in mind because it's at the center of everything we do around here, and this particular audio program is no exception. It'll be the Big Four man who gets his pick of any women he wants, including the shy ones and the quirky ones. All right, so let's dive in. How about we start off with a visualization exercise? Close your eyes and quick, imagine a beautiful woman. Okay, what does she look like? Well, chances are a lot of you guys are imagining a very similar woman. And here's the thing, she might not even be your type, even though you're imagining her. You see, we have stereotypes about women in general, don't we? Here are a few common ones about how she looks and how she acts. She's probably long-legged, skinny, tall, a supermodel with big fake boobs, and looks like she needs to eat. Maybe she's got kind of an attitude. Maybe she's sort of angry at men and looking like she just wants to reject everybody. Yeah, well, years of pickup artist training and very cynical advertisements aimed, well, both at men and women, frankly, have taught us that's what a beautiful woman should look like. But when you get down to it, plenty of perfectly good humans in general deviate from those stereotypes. And unless you're a matching mirror image stereotype of this, dare I say, generic image yourself, it's likely one of these non-stereotypical women could be perfect for you. And in fact, if you're not particularly a stereotypical Ken doll, chances are you probably even like a different kind of woman than that stereotype dictates anyway, if you're honest. Now, perhaps ironically, if a woman is an authentic original, she may be more intimidating to us, not less, right? I mean, if we're used to preparing for that stereotypical woman and we happen across a woman who's like, for example, shy or, you know, marches to the beat of a different drummer, that is to say she's quirky, we might be left flat-footed and not know exactly what the strategy should be to talk to her and relate to her. And that is exactly the kind of plan I'm going to help you guys put together in any situation with really any woman, whether she's shy or quirky or just a little bit different than the stereotype, before this audio program is over. And as we go, gentlemen, I'm going to challenge you to think only about the kind of woman who really does it for you. Forget about who you think your friends would think you'd look good with. Forget about what society indeed dictates. And absolutely forget about proving a point. I'm talking, for example, to you short guys out there who want to prove that you can date tall women, or guys who want to prove they can date women of a different race, etc. So to that end, this audio on shy women and quirky women is covering a massive gap in men's dating and relationship advice. Shy women, because this is the number one way a woman who's basically been hidden from you socially, but who may be right for you, stays off your radar completely. And quirky women, well, we're talking about them because This is the number one reason a guy may avoid a woman he really likes, either because he's afraid of what others will think because she's outside of stereotypical quote-unquote desirability, or whatever you want to call it. So let's talk about shy women. I mentioned just a moment ago that shy women are hidden and therefore off of your radar. That means that if you are a shy guy yourself, or are in any way shying away from any women at all, you know what you're doing, gentlemen? You're taking yourself off women's radar in much the same way. Now, that's a poignant thought, isn't it? Now, I can guess that you thought it was pretty reasonable to say, yeah, well, if a woman's shy, I'm not going to notice her. Well, guess what? When you're a shy guy, you're putting yourself in the position of not being noticed by women, not being known by women. And make no mistake, just like a lot of shy men are out there, we're talking about a lot of women here. Forget whatever you've heard about all women fitting any description, really, but especially that part about all women having amazing social skills and loads of confidence in social situations and all women being outgoing. Bear in mind that shyness is best defined as social reticence. It's fear of socializing, basically. Fear of failure in a social context. Factor in that women are usually a lot more fearful than men in general, a lot more often, and man, it really underscores how many shy women there really are out there. It already makes sense, doesn't it? And make no mistake, there are indeed incredibly sexy and amazing women who are as shy as they come. Consider how many great guys who deserve a great woman are shy too, and Occam's razor applies. It's just what makes the most sense. It's the obvious truth. So I want to reframe the challenge here. It's not how do you get her, but rather how do you become someone she can actually trust and open up to? Because see, as soon as you're the guy who she trusts and she can talk to, then you're going to be the one who's directly responsible for her safety and security in that social context. She's going to be turned on, and you're going to be one of the few men who has ever taken the time to do that for a shy woman. Now, like I said, even if she's beautiful, she can still be shy. That's a heck of a pattern interrupt for most men, and they read it as rejection or disinterest when in reality, she's that unicorn who, if you get to know her, you've got a great woman without a whole lot of competition, by the way, which we're going to get to. But right now, as an important note here, some of you may be asking, well, Scott, you know what? If a woman lacks confidence, isn't she not really a big four woman? I mean, after all, confidence is one of the pillars of the big four. Well, the answer to that question is a bit nuanced, but ultimately, actually pretty simple. Confidence is almost never universal. Anyone can be brilliantly confident in certain situations, but not others, and that goes for both men and women. Consider, for example, say, an ice skating champion who performs a beautiful gold medal routine at the Olympics, but she's visibly nervous during the TV interview afterwards and stumbles through it. Now remember, Big Four confidence is built on competence. So as long as we recognize our gifts and skills and show confidence as we execute in those areas, we're big four. General lack of confidence in just about every situation, even in situations where we're actually pretty competent, is the red flag here. And certainly, being shy should not be confused with low self-esteem in the sense of considering them synonymous. Yes, if a woman generally lacks self-esteem, self-respect, and the like, that's a different dimension that typically negatively affects self-confidence in general. So it's indeed common for women who lack self-esteem to also be shy. But a woman can be shy in social situations and not have conquered that yet, but still hold herself in reasonably high esteem overall. You see how that could be the case? Maybe some of you guys who've experienced shyness before can relate. You may or may not have felt that shyness due to a global sense of low self-esteem. So now let's consider what happens when you actually meet and talk to a shy woman. First, where are you? And by extension, where is she? What is the venue? What is your actual physical location? For a variety of reasons, she's rarely in the loudest room where she's going to be put on the spot socially, thumping nightclubs, big festivals, big speaking events, and the like. Shy women are often at bookstores, niche hobby spaces, smaller gatherings, they take classes, and stuff like that. But regardless of the situation, it really is a safe assumption that she'll have social fear and not a whole lot of social confidence. So be ready for that in any situation, no matter where you encounter a shy woman, regardless of your first impression based on appearance alone and or how she carries herself. You see, if you meet a beautiful, attractive woman and your expectations for how socially adept she is are not met, it can easily be mistaken for disinterest or even rejection, can it? That's because she may appear nervous, even annoyed, or perhaps even scared. And see, because we've bestowed that halo effect upon beautiful women that they're going to be socially perfect in every way, instead of even supposing for a second that she might be shy or in any way march to a different drummer, we blame ourselves. That's what we as guys almost always do, and there is a major takeaway right there from this audio program. So, if you're talking to a woman you suspect is shy, right? You know, your confidence, based on the competence you're getting from this particular audio program, is telling you, hey, you know what? She may be shy, not disinterested. Introducing yourself is definitely the best opener. Now, I'm on record as saying that introducing yourself is the best way to open a conversation with a woman you're approaching and meeting anyway. But in this case, it's extra important. The key is the second thing you say, and read her body language for any kind of positive energy at all from there. And boom, that's the telltale sign of a shy girl in an approach situation. You see, because if she's shy, she's going to be taken aback that you approached her. Remember, she's not confident in social situations, so you're going to read her body language, and then the next thing you say to her is going to be based on what you're observing, or you're going to ask her what her name is, or talk about the weather, or anything, just to serve notice to her in a light, interesting, and even warm way. Remember, I talk about warm levity a lot as being really magic with women. That goes double for shy women. And what happens is she will relax. She will start to open up because she's starting to realize, hey, there's nothing to be afraid of here. And she'll start talking. She'll start having a conversation with you like any other woman would. So she may come off uneasy or a little unsure of herself, but it's that positive energy, okay, that you're looking for. And that's how you'll know that, you know what? These are good signs. These are valid indicators of interest. You're actually doing pretty well. She's shy. You're going to have to make an extra effort to make her feel safe and comfortable. Bear in mind, she might not have a whole lot of practice at this sort of thing. By approaching her and talking to her, you've already eliminated a false barrier that other guys who lack confidence in themselves have put up. They've likely been bailing quickly on her or flat out avoiding her to begin with. It's helpful to say here that in the year 2026, even the super outgoing women out there have less objective experience with men who cold approach them. So imagine how much less experience a shy woman would really have. Gentlemen, I see almost no men walk up and approach women they've never met, even when they're bubbly and happy and seem like they're going to be the friendliest women in the world. Those women aren't getting approached. So imagine a shy woman, if you have the balls to approach her and talk to her, it may have been months since a guy even bothered to try to do what you're doing. Now, add it all up, and it's super important to stay confident in the fact that if she seems shy, that it's probably not about you. This is the difference between bailing on an approach situation and having the wisdom to recognize the possibility of a shy woman. The most important factor when meeting shy women is to actively avoid overwhelming her. Forget what the PUA guys have taught you. Guys have a tendency towards micro shock and awe when they approach a woman, right? And that's rarely a good idea to begin with, if we're being honest. But you're just going to flat out straight up terrify a shy girl if you're super upfront or challenging and teasing her, or especially moving and talking quickly. So while your social confidence may have to be enough for the both of you, a quiet, calm confidence is better suited to the scenario than loud or even performative confidence. Slow down. Not just your motions and voice cadence, but actually allow extra time in general for the entire situation with a shy woman you've just met to unfold. You've heard me talk before in programs like The Man's Approach about the general importance of establishing normalcy. Now, lots of pickup guys from 15, 20 years ago talked about the stages of pickup, right? I'd never heard anybody before even hint at coming off like a normal guy who's not psycho, not pushy, not crazy, not perverted. Okay, the more you look like a normal, sane guy who leads a pretty normal life, the more you're going to make a woman feel safe and comfortable. Any woman, right? But especially a shy woman. She's already scared. She's already nervous, right? Because she is not confident in social situations. It's not because you made her nervous because of your existence. It's because she's going to be nervous no matter who talks to her, especially if she doesn't know them. So you establishing normalcy makes it easy for her to have a normal, low-pressure conversation. Guys, it just makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So once you're doing that, what are you looking for? What are the signals you're looking for? Well, at first, you should look for a lot of key phrases from a shy girl. Lots of her saying, "I don't know." Or she may say, "I feel really dumb saying this," or lots of one-word answers, yes, no, maybe even just a shy laugh, right, without any words at all. She may not look you in the eye, and she'll very likely not show a lot of eagerness or visible enthusiasm. Sometimes she might, but it could very easily be mistaken for nervous, uneasy laughter or fidgeting or something like that by a lot of guys who would then not read the situation as shy girl and read it as disinterest again and bail even after they're part way into this conversation with her. At that point, at any point, in any conversation with any woman, but particularly with a shy woman, think safety, security, and more safety and security on top of that. A shy woman not only needs the same assurance as any other woman would, she needs to feel like being authentic, being her real self with you, won't result in mockery, that you'll make fun of her. Any whiff of impatience, insincerity, pressure, manipulation, or dare I say aggression, will backfire spectacularly. Suffice it to say, the old PUA community never even considered women like this, perhaps because the whole house of cards of their brand in general would come falling and crashing down if they talked like this about these kinds of women. Therefore, they just avoided talking about shy women. Next, do not worry about impressing her, but instead focus more on a true interest in her. Help her to feel impressed with herself. Help her to feel like she's doing a great job in this conversation. Not in a syrupy fake way, but just kind of hold space. Help her along in the conversation and enjoy yourself through it. You see, shy women will really appreciate, to an extra degree, your willingness to explore beyond small talk. Take a genuine interest in her, and no matter what she says, stay engaged and objective. Let her fight through sentences. Let her struggle for the right words. Stay patient. Don't try to complete her words for her or anything like that. Certainly do whatever you can to avoid making her feel stupid, right? All humans appreciate being the subject of conversation, so talk about her. I mean, that's Dale Carnegie 101, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Now, this is important. If a woman shows the same or even more signs of nervousness or self-consciousness when you start talking about her, right, when the focus is on her, the solution is to pivot to what you observe around you, and especially avoiding those closed-end questions that would result in a yes or a no. Make sure all your questions are open-ended. Like, hey, this is really a nice place. How long have they been open? Or how's the pizza here? Anything simple like that. Again, you're establishing normalcy. And indeed, even if you are talking to her about her, which is the preferable route if it's working for you and for her, you should still be asking questions like, what do you do for fun? How long have you lived around here? Etc. Things like that. You don't have to go real deep just yet, but definitely anything that takes an interest in her should make her feel good about the fact that you're indeed enjoying this conversation, and she should loosen up and that fear should subside significantly. This is the point where you start seeing her come out of her shell, open up, and dare I say, act more like an outgoing woman. She may or may not, but lots of shy people, men and women, are exactly like that. Once they feel comfortable with you, they start opening up. They're more authentic all of a sudden because the fear has subsided and you start seeing the human being in there. And guys, this is the big payoff. And for sure, go ahead and practice yes and from there, the number one rule of improv, so her confidence increases that she's doing okay with you socially. Yes, you know what? This is a thing whether she's shy or not. But if you have any interest in a woman, shy, outgoing, or otherwise, that first rule of improv is magic. What you're doing is no matter where this conversation is going, you're building on it. So in other words, if she says something, you're going to say yes and build on that conversation instead of blocking that conversation. Like she may say, for example, you know, I really like to watch television. And you would say something like, yes, and my favorite show nowadays is this. Have you watched that? And she'll say yes or no, but you are doing your part in building that conversation. Now contrast that with, no, I never watch TV. TV's for losers. Well, any person you're in a conversation with is going to feel a little worse about continuing that conversation, and it's going to absolutely take an awkward turn there instead of pointing towards greater rapport. You don't want that, and you especially don't want that with a shy woman, right? Now, there is a complete audio program called Yes And, costs $14.95, just like this one does, and I would encourage you guys to check it out in the XMY Communication Store, which is linked to in the download area, and it is loaded down with examples. So if you really are curious about the Yes And technique for meeting and attracting women, it's all in that little audio program. From there in the conversation, look for key actions. Yes, she'll start laughing, even nervously, but it is still there. That laugh is happening, and when women laugh, they're starting to have fun, even if it's nervous fun. Her body language will open. Maybe she's going to turn more towards you. She'll uncross her arms. Her eye contact will start being better. You know, a shy woman is absolutely going to look down often, especially at first. Remember, I've talked about eye contact in the podcast and several other places. People who have a hard time making eye contact because they're shy are afraid of seeing their shame reflected in the other person's eyes. That would follow suit with a shy woman. So she's not looking you in the eye. It's not because she thinks you got an ugly face or anything like that. It's all about her, not you. That should be the mindset you maintain throughout any interaction with a shy woman. What are some other subtle green lights? Well, she may tell you her name when you introduce yourself, right? She'll tell you her name also. That goes back to Doc Love. You know, if a woman doesn't tell you who she is after you introduce yourself to her, that's not such a good sign. And hey, getting a good sign from a shy woman that soon in the interaction, man, you got to love that, right? A woman will start asking questions back to you. A shy woman will start taking an interest in you and your life and remembering things you said earlier in the conversation. Now, see, any woman who's interested in you will probably start talking to and relating to you like that, looking to build a connection quickly, right? But this is low-hanging fruit for a shy woman. This will most definitely be where she starts going when she's interested in you. You can put this to the test and you'll be able to bank on it. This is how shy women are. This is almost always how a shy woman will begin to show actual interest in you. Importantly, guys, this has to be said. The last thing that's called for in any situation where you're getting to know and starting to talk to a shy woman is that classic advice from the PUA days on negging women. Look, guys, a shy woman is not on a social pedestal. She's quite the opposite. She's at least slightly nervous and perhaps even terrified of social situations. And the very last thing she needs is for you to ratchet back her social confidence or at least have her second guess it, all because you want to somehow weirdly show to her that, you know, you're not intimidated by her or you have high status compared to her. Let's put it this way. You either give a shy woman some status in a conversation, make her feel somewhat important and good about herself, start building that confidence where she's lacking in it, or you may as well not even get started to begin with. All right, so we've talked about women who you're just approaching and getting to know. Well, that's only one part of life, of course. What if you indeed already know her, this shy woman, and she's not exactly a stereotypical social butterfly for sure? Well, here's the first thing we absolutely positively have to throw on the table, and I hinted at it briefly before. Gentlemen, you have to understand the difference between shy and introverted people, all right? Now, a woman can be either or both. Shyness is a fault. It's social fear. It's social reticence. Whereas introversion is a personality type, and it can even be by choice. She will gain her energy through solitude, not through being energized by a large group of people. So she'll avoid big concerts and big crowds and parties, right? Maybe you're looking back in your college days and not every woman was a party girl, right? And a lot of those women who weren't partying were the best potential girlfriends out there, just gorgeous and sweet and high character women. Introversion is not a bad thing. You may have heard the joke of someone saying, "My daughter isn't introverted, she's a lovely girl," as if introverted is hinting that you're ugly or somehow damaged. Well, introversion is purely about how one gains one's energy. There's nothing wrong with being introverted. Now, a woman may be avoiding the crowd. She may not be quote-unquote out there like the party girls, right? She may keep to herself. Now, an introverted woman may also suffer from social reticence. She may be shy. So if she prefers to be alone and she isn't so confident socially and really isn't giving herself a whole lot of social opportunity, you're going to have to work really hard to get to know her. You may have to work hard to find her, right? But shyness, generally speaking, is something most women would like to get rid of in their life. Just like if you're a shy guy, you'd like to get rid of it. Fair enough. And there are degrees of shyness, which we should note here. Not all women are created the same. Not all shy women are created the same, even in their shyness. A woman can be socially shy in a crowd, but be a lot more comfortable, perhaps even completely open one-on-one. She can be introverted, but socially comfortable, right? So the question to ask with this woman who you already know is she shy around you or around everyone else as well? Now, if you're looking around and she has no problem talking to other people and socializing with them, but it's only you she kind of gets socially nervous around, well, your first thought may be, well, she just doesn't like me. She doesn't want anything to do with me. But gentlemen, it could be the exact opposite. You could be the one she is really attracted to. And just like how we as men tend to get more nervous around women we're attracted to, women are no different. And if she's shy, it's going to affect her even more. How do you tell the difference between if she's not into you or into you? Is she making the attempt to talk to you? Is she glad to talk to you? Does she continue to talk to you when she could say goodbye and excuse herself from the conversation? It's very simple and easy to understand that if she wants to be there and she's making an effort, it's because she likes you and values that conversation with you. If she's shy and she didn't like you, believe me, she would just avoid you. Now, remember that almost all women have self-esteem issues. So this shyness actually is a frequent byproduct. And yes, you know what? Even the most beautiful women can be like that. My dad used to work with supermodels in New York City when he worked in the men's tailored clothing industry back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And he would come home and tell the stories about how amazing it was to see the most beautiful women, the kind you would see in magazines, models, fretting over their appearance and suffering from low self-esteem. Isn't that amazing, right? So even the most beautiful women can lack self-esteem. So perhaps some of those supermodels were actually shy in conversation. But here's the thing. A lot of times you may see women who are extroverted and still shy, and they'll put on this performative version of social skill and being outgoing when really it's exhausting to them and they've been terrified the whole time and they're walking on eggshells the entire time they're being social, hoping and praying no one makes fun of them or makes them feel silly or stupid. This is absolutely a thing with women, gentlemen, because remember, they've been taught that beautiful women should be outgoing and confident. So they're going to play act that, even if that's not really what's going on authentically inside their heads and inside their hearts. And another thing I do want to mention here is when you already know a woman, right, and she seems shy, the more you talk to her, the more you practice interacting with her, yes, the more she's going to open up to you, and she will gradually grow more comfortable with you because, after all, you're a big four man, right? You're all about safety and security. And she'll be a completely different and, dare I say, probably more attractive woman once she feels comfortable around you. I mean, she may not be. She may turn out to be a total virago after you get to know her and not have a whole lot of character and otherwise not be a big four woman. But typically, if a woman is hiding under a shy exterior, and she's fantastic and she's wonderful, you'll know once you make her feel safe and comfortable that you see that ray of daylight in her personality already. It won't take a whole lot of time. And by the way, a lot of shy people in general are like that, men and women, as are reserved and quiet women. Now, here's an interesting thought. Is the woman you're talking to actually really shy or just quiet and reserved? Well, again, we have to go back to the definition of shyness. There's fear there. Granted, there are degrees, but she's at least a little nervous talking to people, or she's flat out terrified and she loathes it. Meanwhile, not every woman is the outgoing, loud, boisterous life of the party, is she? Right? You have women out there who are very regal and carry themselves like Princess Diana and the like. They may be just quiet and reserved. Now, women who are socially confident and quiet and reserved tend to absolutely intimidate men extremely and to no end. If you look back in college, if you look back in high school, the girls who all the guys put on the pedestal were typically beautiful, desirable women who everybody knew were good girls, but they were just not the easiest ones to talk to. You kind of felt dumb, like they could see through you. And even though they may have appeared aloof, you put that aloofness on a pedestal as if it were somehow a good thing. Well, a lot of people enjoy being quiet and reserved their entire life instead of, you know, being a chatty Cathy and being really outgoing and conversational. But they're not necessarily shy. They can be very socially confident, quiet, reserved people. Now, these reserved, quiet women are very interesting. They tend to have a lot going on in their head, even if it's not out loud. They're very observant, very analytical. This woman will notice anything and everything about you while you're talking to her, while you're interacting with her, whether she's just met you or known you for a long time, including and especially where you're being inauthentic. She's going to listen. She's going to remember what you said. She may call you out when it starts not making any sense. This is why those pickup tactics backfire spectacularly with her. Quiet and reserved women, as you're starting to see, might actually have a whole lot going for them in terms of being girlfriend material and matching up with you. Such a woman will be more likely to absorb brief silences than most guys themselves can stomach within a pickup situation. This means you have at least one area here where there's less pressure on you than more pressure, which is nice considering a lot of these shy women and reserved women can kind of be tough nuts to crack, right? Such reserved and quiet women often have a rich inner world that they rarely get to share. Make such a woman feel safe and connected, and she'll sing like a canary because she finally feels heard. She'll have a lot of pent-up stuff to talk about. Key here is being vulnerable in the same way in return. She'll love you for it. She talks some about herself and what she's into. She may say things that kind of make her look a little silly or vulnerable. You respond in kind, and guys, you're not simping. You're not giving your power away. What you're doing is you're creating power. You're creating attraction in this connection between you and this kind of woman that most other men don't even dare to attempt. That's personal power, and she's going to love you for it. Now, it's important to note that whether a woman is shy or reserved, you're going to know less about her quickly than you would if a woman was very outgoing and very out there. So you must not overinvest or let yourself decide you like her too much before even getting to know her. In other words, you've looked at her, she's so beautiful, you're hoping she's got to be a certain way or else you're going to be so disappointed. That's when you start turning towards neediness and getting a little clingy. And you know what? These shy women, these reserved women, just aren't going to open up about exactly the way they are that quickly. So you've got to be careful to let your emotions run at the same speed as the actual social interaction. And don't forget to stay logical. You're allowed to evaluate whether you're really going to like this woman and match up with her or not, even if the process of building rapport and getting to know her is a little bit slower. Now, this feature of having a rich inner world and needing a little bit more time to truly understand a woman and for her to understand you in return, these shy and reserved, quiet women have exactly that in common with quirky chicks. So now let's turn our attention towards them. First of all, let's get this out of the way. Gentlemen, psychosis is not a quote-unquote quirk. We're assuming whole women here without a profound mental health condition causing said quirks. Schizophrenia, bipolar, borderline personality disorder, and heaven forbid, dissociative personality disorder, for example, are all deal breakers. We're not talking about a woman who is not in our reality with us and who is batshit crazy. We're basically talking about a woman who, for whatever voluntary and rational reason, marches to the beat of a different drummer. She just likes different things than other people like, and she doesn't act like a cookie-cutter humanoid. She's her own person with her own quirky sense of humor, her own quirky personality traits, but she certainly isn't crazy. Notwithstanding that, gentlemen, you know what? Here's something that you get to do instead of something you have to do. Define quote-unquote healthy quirkiness for yourself. What are your boundaries? What do you like and what is just too much for you? What's the difference between her being interesting and her flat out being full-on eccentric? Well, you decide. And the beauty of finding the quirky woman who's right for you is indeed that. She's right for you. She may be wrong for a lot of other guys, but you and her get along great, like you were made for each other. That's the journey. That's the adventure. That's why we're all talking about this, because it can be flat out amazing. Now, the classic example here, when it comes to establishing your own boundaries, etc., is there's no doubt that ADHD women can be quirky. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder tends to make a lot of people quirky, young, old, male, or female. Women who are neurodivergent in other ways, for example, Asperger's, can be shy and or quirky as well. Does that pass your test as not being a mental health issue? Well, it certainly isn't a psychosis. It's really your call, and I won't be mad at you either way, gentlemen. I will say that one of my all-time favorite ex-girlfriends was about as ADHD as possible, and she was a total blast. Now, remember, this is coming out of the mouth of a guy who was married to a full-on schizophrenic bipolar one woman for 7 years who ruined my life. So I am choosing my words carefully. Now, the next thing I do want to present to you here is that getting acquainted with what kind of quote-unquote quirks you like and which you don't is something that you would do well to take inventory of ahead of time before you've actually met a real live woman who's exhibiting quirks. Kind of like when we talk about doing the depth chart and you list 10 traits of a woman that are important to you that you can rank from 1 to 10. What women who exhibited quirkiness got your attention? On the other hand, which women who exhibited quirkiness absolutely annoyed you and drove you nuts? Now, when you were annoyed and driven nuts, was that actually interesting and endearing to you? Well, that may be one of your quirks. How do your quirks, if you're honest with yourself about what they are, the ways you're not exactly an average person, the ways you march to a different drummer, how do they line up with the kind of quirkiness you like in women? Well, the more women you meet, the more quirky ones you'll meet, and you'll be able to get significant social practice that will help you really, really figure out what kind of quirkiness you prefer and which you'll leave for another guy. It may be helpful here to go ahead and talk about some of the stereotypical types of quirky chicks. I understand this is a little bit ironic since we were talking about stereotypical supermodel type chicks there at the outset, but there absolutely are certain categories that quirky chicks can fall into. My absolute favorite all time, so this is a little bit of projection on my part, is what's called the manic pixie dream girl. This is a long established Hollywood trope. A manic pixie dream girl is happy-go-lucky, carefree, lives in the moment, just loves her guy and wants her guy to succeed and is his biggest cheerleader, and that's just what makes her happy. She exhibits a lot of feminine gifts, and she's just a lot of fun, kind of random and unpredictable, but always in an endearing way. Barbara Streisand, of all people, in What's Up, Doc, which, by the way, if you've never seen it before, is one of my top 10 funniest movies ever. Natalie Portman in Garden State, Kirsten Dunst in Elizabethtown, Zooey Deschanel in everything, really, but especially 500 Days of Summer. Those are all classic manic pixie dream girls. You're either going to like manic pixie dream girls or you won't, but here's a hint. If a woman has had good relationships with her family, she really hasn't been beaten down much, hasn't had a whole lot of pain, hasn't had a whole lot of bad experiences with guys, likes men, and is ADHD, chances are very solid she will match up to that manic pixie dream girl persona. Women can be art hippie chicks. They can be dorky, nerdy chicks. You saw the woman on the website for this particular audio program. That is a stereotypical, absolute, frequent classification of quirky chick, you know, down to the Doc Martin boots and the sundress and the accessories that she picked up at Goodwill and shopping at thrift stores and all that kind of stuff. Piercings and purple hair, all of those things definitely are part of a certain quirky chick persona. Well, having decided what you like and what you're not so into, don't exactly get caught up in whether you're quirky in the same way she is or not. What matters is she really is who you like and you choose her. Here's why you have to choose her, gentlemen. Nothing makes a woman feel safer and more comfortable, and that turns her on and keeps her turned on. So think of it this way. Consider there's a woman who is stereotypically hot. You know, she's the media-driven stereotype. She's probably used to a large cross-section of men wanting her, desiring her, and almost always sexually, and what she craves is a guy to get to know her and show some depth, right? Well, far fewer guys are going to gravitate towards a particular quirky woman. So if you not only gravitate towards her, but absolutely call her out and choose her and say to her, you're with me, I like you, you're what I want, that is the very essence of what makes a woman feel safe and comfortable. And indeed, making a woman safe and comfortable is such a strong part of your masculine essence that it drives the sexual attraction. It makes her horny. Now, if you meet this quirky girl and you get along, don't just think her quirkiness is cute. Buy into it. Go all in. Similarly, don't treat her quirkiness as a phase she'll grow out of once she's with you, or something that, you know, a few more years it'll fade and be gone. I mean, if it's indicative of pure immaturity, perhaps, right? If she's a little impulsive, if she makes bad decisions, if she's a little over the top, that may be immaturity and she may grow out of that. She may start exhibiting those quirks in more refined ways. For example, perhaps less often, or to a more subtle degree, or only with people she's really comfortable around, like you, who she knows appreciate her quirks as such. But if it's indeed an inherent feature of who she is and what her character's about, probably not. That's the way she's going to stay. So it can't be something that you think is a novelty, or something that you have sort of a fetish about, or something you kind of crave and want to test drive because you've never dated a girl like that before. I mean, if you're mutually agreeing to a short-term fling or something like that, sure. But you definitely shouldn't go around girlfriending women just because you think they're novel and perhaps temporarily interesting. Go all in on a woman's quirks. Choose her and she will adore you for it. But it has to be genuine. She's going to be authentically quirky for you. You have to be authentic in your appreciation of her quirkiness. Truly value those quirks and demonstrate genuine curiosity about them. Acceptance is attractive. Projects are not. So you're not trying to fix her and you're not trying to change her. You can't say to yourself, or perhaps even to her, well, I like most of what she is, but this part's got to go. I want her to be sort of quirky in this way and give this other part of her quirkiness the heave-ho because I just can't deal with it. I can't even. She's not going to be attracted to you trying to change her. And listen, she can tell the difference plain as day between you choosing her and you not being so pleased with her exactly yet and seeing her as a fixer-upper. Believe me, other people in her life have already seen her that way, and she wasn't impressed. Just like she doesn't want her quirkiness to seem like something you fetishize or value temporarily, she doesn't want to feel like you're trying to conquer her either. This isn't something you're trying to outsmart or figure out. You're accepting her for who she is, and you're appreciating her, not studying her. Now, that said, you're going to learn more about her and your relationship with her is going to unfold. That goes for everything she's going to find out about you as much as everything you're going to find out about her. From the very beginning, support those quirks, celebrate them, and yes, enable them. Help her find an outlet for them. Whenever you can, join her in the quirky stuff she does. You might like it. Am I telling you to be someone you're not just to try to impress her? No. But it wouldn't be the end of the world if you joined her doing what she likes to do because you care about her enough to see what it's all about. Now, gentlemen, what all these women have in common, shy women, quiet, reserved women, quirky women, is when you make such a woman feel seen, heard, and appreciated, you increase connection and affection. And that's as good as it gets. What's the bottom line? Well, we've been talking about shy and quirky women as being potentially fantastic women who you don't have as many men competing for, usually because other guys are intimidated, lazy, or just straight up don't match up well with them. As such, shy and or quirky women often become incredibly loyal, loving partners once they feel truly safe. Gentlemen, the patience pays off enormously. This has been Shy Women and Quirky Chicks, and I'm Scott McKay from XMY Communications. If you have questions about this audio or anything else going on in your life with women, absolutely email me at scott@mountaintoppodcast.com. Also, be sure to subscribe and listen to the Mountaintop Podcast. There are a few episodes downloadable for you right there from the download area, just to give you a sample. I included some particularly pertinent episodes to this content we've talked about here. If you feel like you want to go deeper into this subject or get any other area of improvement with women or your career handled, your first 25 minutes on Zoom with me is free since you purchased this audio program. You can make that happen as well at mountaintoppodcast.com. Be good out there.